Apartheid in South Africa. Who's the criminal? In his popular autobiography, Born a Crime, Stories from a South African Childhood, Trevor Noah, comedian and host of Comedy Central's The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, explains why his mere existence was against the law. My mother, Patricia Nombayaselo Noah, is black. My father, Robert, is white. Swiss German to be precise, which Swiss Germans invariably are. Unlike in America, where anyone with one drop of black blood automatically became black, in South Africa, mixed people came to be classified as their own separate group, neither black nor white, but what we call colored. Colored people, black people, white people, and Indian people were forced to register their race with the government. Based on those classifications, millions of people were uprooted and relocated. Indian areas were segregated from colored areas, which were segregated from black areas. All of them segregated from white areas and separated from one another by buffer zones of empty land. Laws were passed prohibiting relationships between Europeans and natives, laws that were later amended to prohibit relationships between whites and all non-whites. The government went to insane lengths to try to enforce these new laws. The penalty for breaking them was 5 years in prison. There were whole police squads whose only job was to go around peeking through windows, clearly an assignment for only the finest law enforcement officers. And if an interracial couple got caught, God help them. The police would kick down the door, drag the people out, beat them, arrest them. Of course, Trevor Noah was born in South Africa in 1984, during apartheid. But how did white Europeans come to set up a government in South Africa that was based on the oppression of natives? The answer begins with colonization. Colonization. Colonization occurs when people from one place settle somewhere new and forcibly take control of the land and people already living there. Tens of millions of people from countries in Western Europe settled all over the world, including the Americas, Australia, and New Zealand, with the process of colonization. European nations believe that colonizing or taking over land in Africa would increase their wealth and status. They wanted to be able to control the natural resources that African land held. They also wanted to be able to control important locations along land and ocean trade routes. European nations like Great Britain, the Netherlands, Belgium, and Germany colonized Africa against the will of the people already living there. They set up their own governments. They created new borders that did not match the borders that native Africans had already created. European governments gave native African people less power and rights in society. Europeans also enslaved Africans and sold them in Europe and the Americas. By 1914, 90% of Africa had been colonized by European nations. Apartheid in South Africa. In 1908, the white European colonists, of British and Dutch ancestry, decided to become independent from Great Britain. This new government decided to not give political rights to any black native Africans. This means native Africans could not vote or hold political office. Without political power, it was hard for native Africans to try to improve their circumstances. The government of South Africa made many restrictive laws against black native Africans. In 1948, they created an official segregation policy called apartheid. This policy kept Native Africans completely separate from white Europeans. Native Africans were required to live segregated from white Europeans. Many were moved to far-off settlements called homelands. Others were forced to live in large slums outside the major cities called townships. Only white Europeans were allowed to live inside the big cities. Native Africans and white Europeans were not allowed to get married. Native Africans and white Europeans were also sent to separate schools. The native African schools did not teach many important subjects like science and math. Parks, beaches, restrooms, and other public spaces were also segregated. Despite these difficulties, many native Africans fought for equality in South Africa. They organized large protests, strikes, and boycotts of white-owned businesses. Another important resistance strategy was called the Defiance Campaign. Native Africans defied or refused to follow the segregation laws of the government. Other nations from around the world also pressured South Africa to end their apartheid policy. The government of South Africa was not able to stifle the demands of their citizens. Eventually, after almost half a century, Native Africans' efforts paid off. The oppressive policy of apartheid ended in 1991. In 1994, an important Native African activist named Nelson Mandela was elected president of South Africa.